special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. So much to talk about in the sports world, Mike. Whether we're talking NBA draft that just happened, all kinds of movement, players on the go, this, that, and the other, NHL draft. Obviously, the football is right around the corner. The baseball is in full throttle as the All-Star Game is approaching us relatively soon. We've got Wimbledon literally right around the corner. It's happening, man. Oh, man, the sports world is never stopping, Mike Wilson. Good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Yeah, it just never stops, and now we're kind of gearing up to get ready for some football, and I know this is going to be an interesting year. New faces in new places, and just a whole nother thing to talk about, and college football is literally right around the corner, man. I got Big 12 media days coming up here in a couple weeks, so that'll be it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, bro. It's that time of the year where the boys of summer are rocking and rolling, and the NFL and the college football guys are just starting to chomp their bits a little bit and getting excited, and the juices are flowing. All right, man, we're just getting loose, getting warmed up. On the other side, our professor of sports, John Poulter, will join us. Stay close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's teen driver discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowestpriceguarantee.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. We are now going to be joined by our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we're going to talk some NHL hockey. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing better now because now I can hear myself think a little bit better and I can hear you pretty good. So that makes the world pretty good right now. NHL draft, John. Thoughts and opinions, man. I know there were some good things, some bad things, some unexpected things. I suppose that's the way drafts go. The NBA draft had some wild and crazy, wacky stuff as well. So, NHL draft, thoughts and opinions.
Well, in a lot of cases, it went pretty much as we thought. Clearly, Matthew Schaefer picked first by the Islanders overall. Even though he'd been injured for a good part of the 24-25 season, defenseman with the Erie Otters of the Ontario Hockey League, he was sort of the number one pick. Everybody thought he was going to be the number one pick, and clearly there was a fit there with the Islanders, who are looking to do a bit of a big rebuild, and they made another big deal on Friday, trading Noah Dobson to the Canadiens for two first-round draft picks. So the island is pretty much committed to youth, and three picks out of the top 16, and Matthew Schaefer is going to become a big star in this league if he can stay healthy. No reason to think he can't stay healthy, but he's a class individual. He's a young man who's mature beyond his years. Excellent player. I think he'll do very well for the Islanders. Michael Misa, taken second by the San Jose Sharks, another Canadian playing in the U.S. For the Saginaw Spirit of the Ontario Hockey League. I thought Anton Frandell from Sweden, from the Blackhawks, I thought that was a great pick, but I thought that was a little higher than he might go. Then, you go down the list and there was a couple of surprises, and, but for the most part, I think everybody went where they thought they would go. I was a bit surprised that James Higgins from the U.S. Development Program in Boston College fell all the way to 7. I thought when he declared himself that he would be gone before the Bruins had the 7th pick. So that was maybe a bit of a surprise to me, but other than that, pretty much as I expected, maybe just a few players that were a little higher than I expected and a little lower than I expected. But for the most part, looking at that blanket of 32 players in the first round, I think the experts had it pretty well called before the draft was made.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, man. Hey, a couple questions for you. One, you know, you already talked about the NHL draft a little bit there, and everybody likes to know people's opinions, who won the draft, who maybe didn't. And then my second question simply is, you know, free agency in the NHL, what do you expect moving forward? Who do you think are going to be the movers and the shakers, and maybe the people that just, maybe the teams that just kind of stand put in terms of just re-signing their own free agents and not going out and spending big money?
Well, looking at the draft first, you know, to follow up on my comments to Andy's question, I think the Islanders probably are the team that won the draft. I mean, they had 3 picks out of the top 17. They picked number 1, and they picked 16, and they picked 17, those back-to-back picks from the Canadiens. Assuming that they've done their homework and drafted good players, you know, and they drafted a kid by the name of Victor Edlin, a right winger playing in Sweden, but he was a teenager playing in a men's league. So you have to figure he had a pretty good season. You look at the way these guys made their picks, and you know, first round picks should be certs. You know, anything beyond the first round is kind of iffy. Anything five rounds and 6 rounds down is basically depth for the American Hockey League, unless you get the odd oddball situation. Some guy comes out of the blue, but I think from that standpoint, I would say probably the Islanders were the winners strictly on numbers.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey, draft more in particular. But just out of curiosity, you know, a team like the Panthers, who have gone back-to-back, John, is it more important for them to keep their guys or look for some sprinkles of youth potentially, maybe, right? And that kind of a way of going about it. But looks to me like they're trying to keep their important guys. As we see Bennett, the MVP, he got an 8-year deal. So it looks to me like the Panthers are trying to keep things intact.
Oh, there's no question about that. They'd love to. They've already signed Bennett. Quite frankly, I thought the term and the dollars were a little bit rich on Bennett. He's not the type of player that is going to play that style and last for 8 years. So they may not get 8 years out of him at his current level. I thought that was a bit of a gamble. I think they're going hard to keep Marchand simply because he's a leader. There'll be a lot of teams that are interested in him. What's going to hold him up a little bit is his age and the dollars that he's looking for. If he gets the dollars that he's looking for, he's going to have to take a short-term contract. I mean, he's 37 years old. I don't think he's going to get a 5-year contract at $8 million. He might get a 2-year contract at $8 million. So he has to balance off whether he wants to be in a winning environment or whether he wants to cash in on what's probably his last big contract. And the other big free agent they have to sign is the defenseman Aaron Ekblad. I think that's their primary focus, but like any championship team, you have to weed it out a little bit year over year, and you have to feed at the bottom. And if you're going to pay these guys big dollars at the top, you have to have 2 or 3 guys in there at minimum salary or entry-level salary. So I think there has to be a bit of a mix and a match there, Andy.
Sounds good.
John, what should we reasonably expect and the Islanders reasonably expect out of their number one draft pick, Matthew Schaefer, this year, obviously?
Well, he was injured for a good piece of the past season. I think he can make the team. If I was the Islanders, looking at the fact that they've drafted 3 guys in the top 17, they're obviously on a youth movement, I'd almost be tempted to send him back to junior for one more year, given that he didn't really play that much after the World Junior Championships over Christmas and New Year's. I think I'd be sending him back for a year, let him grow a little bit physically, let him go back to a league that he can dominate, give him some confidence, and let him come back and make the team in 26-27. They may feel differently, but if I was the Islanders, that's the way that I would be doing it.
That is the voice of John Poulter. We're talking NHL hockey draft and a little bit more. Edmonton, I got to ask you, you know, we haven't talked about them. We've kind of been avoiding the elephant in the room, which I know is a somewhat of a sore spot for you because they go down in six. But just some final thoughts before we got to go to a break. Edmonton and what they did in the draft and how they're going to recover from not only one, but 2 years of disappointment in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Well, I think the Oilers are probably looking more to shore up with guys that are ready now as opposed to drafting guys. I think trading Evander Kane to the Vancouver Canucks was the start of that. They're going to have to pay McDavid some big dollars in the next year or two. They want to maintain the status quo they have now because they probably feel that their runway is quite short on a Stanley Cup. I think what they have to do is shore up the back end a little bit more and maybe the goaltending, and I think that's going to have to be done via trades, and I suspect that was the reason for trading Evander Kane, was to develop some more cap room there to allow them to do that. In terms of the draft, I don't see anything in the draft that's going to help them right off the bat. I suspect anyone that they have drafted is going to go back to junior or stay in college or stay in Europe. That's too good of a team for a draft pick to move right in and take a top role. And if you're going to put a guy in right out of junior and eat up a year of his entry-level contract, you want some contributions out of him. You don't want him sitting on the bench. So I'd be sending those guys back to college, junior, or Europe to let them develop a little bit.
Good stuff, as always. There's that music. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll shift gears. We'll talk some Major League Baseball on the other side with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free.
So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means you got Mike Wilson. That means you got Andy Dorf. And that means we're going to talk to our professor of sports, John Poulter. We just got done talking some NHL hockey, draft mainly, but a little other stuff in there. Now it's time to shift gears, do what we do, which is talk Major League Baseball. I'll start out the way I always do, fellas. The American League East looking pretty tight all of a sudden, pretty crazy. You know, when the Yankees go on a little bit of a skid and everybody else starts playing a little bit better, kind of makes things a little bit more interesting. And that's where we're at right now with the Rays, a half a game back, the Blue Jays 3 games back, Boston 7, and Baltimore, it's crazy. I mean, it sounds like a big number, but it's 12, and you just never know with the way baseball goes. If you get on a hot streak, crazy things can happen. But I don't see it happening, but you just never know. Moving to the Central, the Tigers just continue this unbelievable dominance of this division right now. A 10.5 game lead. Minnesota 11.5. That was the Guardians who were 10.5 back. Kansas City and Chicago, well, we know about them, but they're pretty far back, so let's not talk much about that. The Astros are starting to push themselves too, as I believe they only had like a game or two, something like that the last time we talked. Now that thing's up to 6.5. So Houston making their move, Seattle starting to fizzle, same thing with Los Angeles Angels. They've done is disappoint. Like, let's keep it real. Moving to the National League, you got the Phillies who continue to go neck and neck with the Mets, only a half a game back there. The Braves, 9.5 back and just kind of keeping within reach, but they've been a disappointment. Let's keep it real. The Central, things are tightening up, fellas. Things are tightening up as my Brew Crew have started to find themselves 8-2 over their last 10, winners of 4 straight, only 2 games back of the Cubbies. St. Louis is hanging on too, only 3.5 back. The Reds only 6 back, and then the Pirates, well, they're out of this thing. Let's move to the National League West, fellas. Dodgers, we talked about this last week, and John, you were kind of like, oh, the lead isn't big enough. Well, now they got a 6-game lead, and it's looking like it may grow. You just never know. So the Dodgers have a 6-game lead over the Padres. Then you got the Giants, who are 6.5 back. And then it's the Diamondbacks at 10 back. I don't know, John. I think the American League East is starting to become kind of fun. I think that when you look at everything else, for the most part, other than the Central in the National League, it's kind of like everybody's pushing away from everybody, but the American League East and the National League Central. We've got ourselves a couple good races. What say you?
Yeah, we're getting, these things are getting very interesting, aren't they? You know, to your point, the Yankees have kind of come back to the pack a little bit, 5-5 in their last 10. The Rays 7-3, and all of a sudden the difference is a half a game, which is one game in the loss column for the Rays. They've lost 36. The Yankees have lost 35. Blue Jays have been making a push, and you know they're in Boston this weekend. And talk about night and day. Friday night, the Blue Jays dominated 9-0. Yesterday, they got dominated 15-1. So, who knows what's going to happen in the rubber match of that series? I don't see the Orioles getting back into it simply because not only is the number big, but they've been inconsistent and they've got four teams to climb over. So I don't see that as an issue. The Tigers, interesting, tied with the Dodgers, 52-32, both teams playing 619 baseball. We all know how good the Dodgers are supposed to be. Guardians 10.5 back. The Tigers, the only team playing 500 ball in that division. And they keep that lead. In fact, they increase that lead because in the last 10 games, they're 5-5. Everybody else is 4-6. So that's a big help for the Tigers. In the West, the Astros starting to flex their muscles. They were 5 up at the end of last week. They're now up 6.5. They seem to be playing very well at the right time of year. In the National League, Phillies caught and passed the Mets by a half a game. The difference is just like the American League East, one game in the loss column, the Mets having played an extra game and having lost that game. Marlins starting to make a little bit of noise, a long ways out, but right now they've got the longest win streak in baseball at 6. In the Central, and I can hear Mike smiling all the way from here, the Cubs still up by 2 on your Brewers, but I can also hear you smiling because that lead has gone from about 5 games to 2 games in the last couple of weeks. Cardinals still hanging in there at 3.5. And, yeah, we talked about the Dodgers needing to stretch that out. When we talked last week, they were up by 3.5. Now they're up by 6, tied with the Tigers for the best record in baseball. So, yeah, we've seen some interesting changes in the last 10 days.
John, look, with the Cubs and we're approaching – we're approaching the 4th of July. It's one of those things with Cub fans. It's like, just don't kill it after the 4th of July. And we, you know, I know about the schedule and they're playing better teams and the whole thing, but I do have a funny story for you, John. Yesterday, my son and I are watching baseball and we're watching the Red Sox game and he goes, Dad, you may want to email or call, you know, text your baseball guy on the show because, you know, and just do like a wellness check. Because right now, Dad, it's like 13-1 and it's just, it's gross and, you know, the whole thing. And I said, well, if he's on the show tomorrow, we'll know everything turned out all right and that he, you know, nothing bad happened to him. But he was thinking about it because he knows that you are big time Toronto fan. My question is simply, we lost one of the best players in baseball yesterday in Dave Parker. He's going into the Hall of Fame next month. It just kind of breaks my heart a little bit to, He was this close, so close to going into the Hall of Fame, giving his speech, and you know, and then moving on probably from there. But what did he mean to Pittsburgh? What did he mean to Cincinnati in his playing days? Because he certainly had, to me, certainly had the hardware to honor him going into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, before I get to that, maybe I can just make a quick comment on your son's concern for my welfare yesterday. I appreciate that. And I must admit I did not have the same reciprocal thoughts on Friday night when the Blue Jays were in Boston killing the Red Sox. So I apologize for not thinking about him on Friday night. I was actually spared yesterday afternoon. My wife and I had theater tickets at 2 o'clock Eastern, so by the time I got on the train and to come home and check the score, I think it was about 13-1 or something along those lines. So I just looked at it very quickly and moved on to the next screen because I knew they weren't going to come back. So I was sort of spared that pain. But if I'd been watching it on television, I think I probably would have turned it off about the fourth inning. Parker, I was shocked when I saw the announcement yesterday afternoon that he had passed away. Very, very sad that he passes away a month before he gets to speak in Cooperstown for a very well-deserved election to the Hall of Fame. Someone else obviously is going to deliver a speech in his honor, I assume a family member. He had a couple of black marks on his record from the standpoint that there was some talk at one point in time that he was using PEDs, but in terms of his abilities on the field and his achievements on the field, both as an individual and as a team player, top class as far as I'm concerned. Grew up in Cincinnati, was a big contributor to the community in Pittsburgh and in Cincinnati when he played there. Also spent some time with the Oakland A's, and a lot of people don't realize that he spent a few weeks with the Blue Jays in his last season. So we got a chance to see him up front. By then, a lot of his skills had started to deteriorate a little bit, but he was still an awfully good player. And he wasn't here long enough for us to appreciate what he could do for the community here. But I'm sure if he'd stayed in Toronto, we would have been as impressed with him and his community efforts as the people in Pittsburgh and Cincinnati have been. Very sad to see somebody die at 74, whether they're a prominent figure or the guy across the street. But he obviously had some issues in terms of his health. And let's hope that when he passed away, he was not in a lot of pain and that everybody will remember him fondly.
Good stuff, John, as always. Appreciate you. Two-time world champion and also a seven-time All-Star. So, yeah, we got to give him his props. Have a great day, John.
Thanks, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey and Major League Baseball like nobody's business, baby. Keep it close, everybody. We're going to come back on the other side, and we're going to continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means you got Mike Wilson. That means you got Andy Dorf. And that also means you could be part of our program. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. NBA draft is come and gone. Cooper Flagg is the number one overall pick. No shocks there at all. Lots of movement. Lots of things happened. I just kind of got to get a gauge from you, man. Your Boston Celtics, bro, very active. You love Drew Holiday. He's gone.
Yeah.
You love Kristaps Porzingis. He's gone. What's going on there in Boston? What's going on in the NBA, man? That was some wild stuff, bro. Just a couple of really, really wild days leading into the NBA draft.
Right. Look, the Boston thing and what my Celtics are doing, it's easy. It's salary dump because they are in with those two and their salaries, and then you put the salaries of Jaylen Brown and Tatum in there and Derek White. I mean, the salaries themselves almost totaled $1 billion, and they were going to have almost $500 million in luxury tax and salary issues. So they had to dump salary. You got to get out of that second apron in terms of the salary cap and luxury tax, because it really does penalize you, and you can't be a return or repetitive breaker of the second apron. Otherwise, it limits what you can do in terms of making trades, going after free agents, you know, that whole thing. But as disappointing as it is that we had to get rid of Drew Holiday, I will always respect that guy for what he's done his whole career, not only just what he did in Boston. He is truly one of those Swiss Army knives. You need him to score, he can score for you. He's one of the best lockdown perimeter players in the league. And he does so much stuff in the community. He passes the ball, but let's face it, he's up there in age. Okay, so he's going to be 36, 37-ish, something like that. They want to get younger, have better contracts to deal with, you know, and they make the trade with Portland to get Anfernee Simons. I like the trade to get Simons. You know, people are like, well, he doesn't play good defense and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, well, he can score. He scores about 20 a game. And if he stays in Boston, I'm not totally convinced that he stays in Boston. You know, with Brad Stevens, you just never know what's really going on in Brad Stevens' head. But Simons, if he stays, he's going to learn really quick, okay, I got to play better defense. I have to make an effort here, because that's part of the program. That's part of the culture up in Boston. Now, as far as the draft, you know, look, the big news, obviously, and this was kind of rhetorical, was Cooper Flagg being the number one pick. There was no doubt that he was going to be that number one pick. I like what Philly did, going out and get that kid, and his name escapes me real quick here, but from Baylor, really good guard. He can score, he can defend. And then you get to the guy, Ace Bailey, who was trying to get his way to either New Orleans or Washington or maybe Charlotte. He was like trying to force his way, saying he wasn't going to go work out. He didn't work out for anybody. We all know this. He didn't do interviews. And I'm like, what's this guy doing? He hasn't stepped on an NBA court yet. Is he talented? Unbelievably talented. But when you're a rookie or a potential draft pick, you don't get to make those decisions. Like, you're kind of at the whim of just where you go. And we all know, Andy, if you're going to try and bully somebody in the NBA, Danny Ainge and his son Austin Ainge are not the guys that you're going to try and bully, because they're just going to stand there and be like, that's what you want to do? Okay, we still own your rights, so what's your deal? Now, we all know Ace Bailey has shown up in Utah. He'll be there tomorrow on Monday for summer league prep and training camp and all that. But I look at Portland and drafting a guy, the big man from China, who I don't know too much about him, but from what I can gather, it was a bit of a reach where they picked him at. So the draft is just a draft, and you and I both talk about it every time there's any kind of draft and any kind of league. You got to wait a few years to see how this all pans out. So in my opinion, there was plenty of talent in this NBA draft. We just have to wait to see how it all pans out for these players and these teams.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, bro, guys are going to come and go throughout the years.
Right.
And it's also a lot about how you can retool. And quite frankly, the move to get Simmons, I thought was absolutely fantastic by the Boston Celtics. It's just a little bit, like when we're talking about it in general, it's like, wow, these guys won a championship, 2 years ago, and now they're busting things up, and it's just that, I guess that's the side of it, and that's the business side of it.
Yeah.
Where you got to dump salaries and you got to just kind of move on from guys. And like you had said, you appreciate what they gave you for the time that they gave you. No hard feelings. You kind of move on and you just keep going. The Eastern Conference, with all the injuries, my friend, Jason Tatum, obviously Dame, yep, obviously Tyrese Halliburton. Who's your favorite right now? Like, just being honest, who's your favorite in the Eastern Conference right now? And by the way, I like the move that Cleveland made getting Lonzo Ball. I think that's solid, man.
Yeah, no, I like that as well, for sure. It kind of caught me maybe a little off guard, because I was like, oh, Lonzo was on the block, like, that type of thing. But the East, it's going to kind of be known as the Leastern Conference for a little while, because you got some big names on some very good teams that may not be as good as we are accustomed to. I think in the East, you got to look out for Orlando. I really do. What they did in getting, and we talked about this last week, I believe, getting the guy from Memphis, and adding 3-point shooting to that team, and Paolo Banchero, love that guy. Love that player, what he brings. He's big. He can shoot it. He can rebound it. He's kind of like Drew Holiday, a little Swiss Army knife action as well. I'm interested to see how Cleveland responds to getting knocked out as early as they did, being the number one seed. The Knicks, if they could find a coach, I mean, that's right now. I mean, hell, Andy, you and I should throw our names in for being, a coach and the top assistant out there. Detroit, look out for Detroit. They're young. They don't know any better. They're learning this as we go, and we talk about steps being made, right? Like, heck, they got out of the first round and played New York. or was that the second? I can't. No, that was the first round. They didn't make it out of the first round, but they made it to the playoffs. And I just kind of like the culture that Bickerstaff is trying to install there up in Detroit. So I think the East is wide open. I really do. With all the injuries, look out for Orlando, Detroit, Cleveland. You know, and it's not. Look, I'm not sitting here going Boston's going to suck. It's just, you know, are all NBA guys in a boot. So, you know, you got to take that for what it's worth. But we still have Derek White. There's Jaylen Brown. You know, so we'll be okay. I don't think it's a championship team, but we're not going to be an easy out.
Yeah. Look, at the end of the day, it's an interesting situation right now for the Eastern Conference. You know, a couple of weeks ago, everybody was talking about how Giannis has to get out of there because he's not on a team that can contend. With all these injuries, my friend, I think anybody can contend in the Eastern Conference. And you know, you mentioned Orlando, and dude, that is spot on. And by the way, Desmond Bane was the guy they traded for from the Grizzlies. You couldn't remember his name. And I think he adds a lot to Paolo and Wagner and everything that they're doing in Orlando. And let's keep it real. They gave Boston fits. You know, it wasn't like a super long series or anything, but the games were tough. They battled them pretty well. And I think that does bode well for them for moving into next season. And then obviously the addition, you know, of Desmond Bane and just another guy that's battle tested and, you know, can kind of help these guys as a little bit more of a veteran, you know? Yeah, but he's also a little more of a veteran, you know? So it's like you need that. You kind of need that mix. I like Cleveland next year, man. You know, I think this year was like a real disappointment, being honest with you. But now, you know, there's rumors, you know, maybe Garland might be on the move. So I think that the Lonzo Ball thing makes a lot of sense. And quite frankly, man, I love him as a piece if he can stay healthy. You know, that's the concern about him. I think he played 35 games last season, so that's a little troublesome. But the upside of that is really, really nice. I mean, it could turn out really, really well for Cleveland with Lonzo. So I like that. Detroit, they're definitely on the move, man. Detroit is definitely on the move. Look for them to be a top four team next year, especially with the way things are. So, yeah, and I hate to say it. I love to hate to say this. I really do. I think my Milwaukee Bucks are in much better shape than people think they are based on the landscape of the Eastern Conference right now. And you don't need to push the panic button. You get it? Like, I just – everybody's been wanting them to trade Giannis for this, that, and the other. And at the end of the day, sometimes, you know what? You know how we always say, like, everybody thinks the grass is greener on the other side? Maybe you just got to water your own lawn. You know, seriously. Maybe you just got to water your own lawn and keep feeding it. And you know what Giannis is doing this summer. And if you don't, I'm going to tell you. He's bringing guys out to Greece, man. He's got like six dudes out there with him right now. So I can tell where his mind is at. And it's not on being out of Milwaukee. It's on how do I continue to win in Milwaukee? And how are they going to continue to put pieces around me, even though we've got some issues with no Dame? I kind of wanted him to take the kid from frickin' Duke, but they didn't do it. But I do like the Serb they got at 47. That guy looks athletic as all hell. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging all this here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and good hour, man. Obviously, we talked to our professor of sports, John Poulter, about some NHL draft stuff and other stuff going on in the NHL, and we talked to him a little bit about some Major League Baseball as well, and you and I started talking about the NBA, and we'll continue talking about the NBA because you do know what gets started tomorrow, my friend, right? Which is free agency.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, as you and I know, we've watched it the last couple of few years now. It gets pretty crazy, bro. It really does. And things start happening and guys start moving places. So I'll be really excited to see what happens and who my Milwaukee Bucks are going to go after. I think there's some interesting pieces out there, my friend. You know, like you mentioned to me earlier that LeBron picked up his option, and quite frankly, we knew that he was going to. Who in their right mind, when they're 40-plus years old, is not going to pick up a $52 million option? I don't know. I just don't know. And obviously, it's getting to the point where you know, he's just about done, and he's kind of hanging on here just to see kind of like what can happen. Yeah, he's like kind of – to me, it's like he's hanging on to see what could maybe happen. Maybe one more time, could we find lightning in a bottle? You know what I mean? Like, so the Lakers got to do some things. There's a piece out there that I do like, and I wonder where he could go, and that would be Gary Payton. the second. He's likely going to be out of Golden State. And I find him to be an interesting guy, to be honest with you. I know we got the music. We got to take a break. Hour one is in the books, people. Hour two coming up. So we'll get more into this. We'll get into some NFL. We'll just keep rapping about the sports world, brother. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Three-nothing. Dodgers on the road. Take it. Come out on top over the Rockies 3-1. Marlins put up a big number against the Giants, winning 12-5. And the Braves blank on the road against the Mets. Mets come out on top at home W 4-0. A pair of games on the WNBA scoreboard. The Sparks on the road defeat the Fever 85-75. And the Mystics get a win over the Aces 94-83. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram and follow at Behind the Sports Show on Instagram as well. Make sure to also visit our website, sportsovernightamerica.com. That's your sports shorts presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
The Sports Grid Radio Network presents This Date in Sports History.
The 2003 NBA Draft. St. Vincent and St. Mary's small forward LeBron James is the first pick of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
The Cleveland Cavaliers select LeBron James.
LeBron has transformed and grown the game like no other player and is considered the greatest in NBA history. For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and so much to talk about in the sports world, whether it's the NBA draft, free agency literally happening tomorrow, and then obviously the NHL with their draft just happening, and obviously we have Wimbledon right around the corner. It's coming in super duper hot. We've got Major League Baseball in full throttle. We're just about the All-Star break there, and obviously so much to talk about with NFL football, man. It's the best part of the year, man. It really is. I love this time of the year, even though it's the summer. You know, I can get a little bit in and out of town, but ultimately, bro, there's just so much happening in the world of sports, and it just never stops anymore. So you got to love it. You really do. And free agency for the NBA, it starts literally mañana, maybe at midnight tonight. I don't know, but it's happening, bro, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'll guarantee that. What say you?
Hey, look, the free agency with the NBA, to me, is it is such a soap opera, and I love it, and I'm here for it, man, so bring it on.
All righty, we're going to get after it here after the break, so keep it close, everybody. He'd be Mike Wilson, I would be Andy Dorf, and you're hanging with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's teen driver discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. You're listening to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, people, if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike. We can either continue talking NBA free agency, or we could talk a little NFL action. It's totally up to you, brother. Where do you want to go?
Well, for right now, let's just stay on the NBA since we've been talking about it, and then we can end with the NFL. Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Okay, so if you're a team right now, and you kind of know the free agency class that's out there, in your humble opinion, like, who are some of the guys that people need to go get?
Ooh, that is
That's a good question. I mean, it depends on what you're looking for. I mean, do you need perimeter defense? You need perimeter offense? You need a stretch four, stretch five? You know, I mean, and I know you mentioned Gary Payton Jr. You know, so I like Gary Payton Jr. I mean, there's obvious reasons why I've always kind of liked him. But from an NBA standpoint, the guy can play defense. He's just like his dad. He can get up in you. He can score. I think he's a better defender than he is an offensive player, in my opinion. But Gary Payton would be one of those guys. Like, who besides GP the second, who are you going to get? Like, who are you going to get for your Milwaukee Bucks, man? Like, if there's one person out there, you'd be like, man, pull the trigger on this guy. Go get him.
Put it this way: if we could get him, and there's no way we can get him, but if we could get him, I would love Nickeil Alexander Walker. Dude is so versatile. Oh, sure. The guy can play three or four different positions. We know he's a wing defender, but again, I don't know. I mean, you're looking at a guy that potentially I think will get somewhere around $15 million potentially.
Right.
So I don't think that's someone who's in their category. Another guy that I wouldn't mind seeing, I'll be honest, but again, it I'm stretching because these are guys that are going to get looks from other places. So, these would be guys that have to come for less, basically. Okay. Another guy would be Jonathan Kuminga, man. I'm sorry, but I really like Jonathan Kuminga. Yep. And I almost feel like he was somewhat forgotten there in Golden State to a certain degree. He's a nice piece that I wouldn't mind. This Cam Whitmore kid from the Rockets.
Yep.
That's another interesting piece that potentially would be out there for teams. But teams that are interested in Nickeil Alexander Walker, that's going to include, you know, another team in the Eastern Conference like the Pistons, who they're interested in him. The Clippers are interested in him. Again, man, I think that there are some interesting pieces out there, and it depends on, like you had said, to a certain degree, you know, what your specific needs are. But ultimately, everybody's needs are length and 3 and D, right? Like so. To me, Nickeil Alexander Walker he's that guy right now that if he doesn't re-sign with the Minnesota Timberwolves, who they should, okay? They should do whatever they can to keep that kid. But you just never know, man. Like, you really don't know because there's other guys that they've got to pay, right? Randall, they're going to have to figure out a way to pay Randall. Sooner or later, they're going to have to pay Ant-Man again, right? Like, so it's just a matter of there is a business side to this, but there's also part of this to me that says when you have a team that's that close, right? Like, they've been to the Western Conference Finals 2 years in a row now. You know, they made a hard push to get KD, and I think that would have boded pretty well for them. However, I think the package that they were putting together would have been a much better package for the Phoenix Suns to get than what they got from the Houston Rockets. And I know that KD had a lot to, he had a lot to say in what happened here. So ultimately the decision really wasn't the Phoenix Suns, but man, I mean, I don't know. I would have been pushing really, really hard and saying, look, they've been to the Western Conference Finals twice in a row. Like they're a KD away from maybe getting over the hump. And for whatever reason that didn't go that way, right? Like, he went to Houston. There's a guy that the Suns should really figure out how to get rid of too. And that's Bradley Beal. Allegedly he is open to trade talks. But again, there's certain guys, okay, like let's make this comparison, and I think it makes really good sense, okay? There's certain guys that make a lot of money that you're like, okay, he's really worth making a deal and trying to figure out how to change our roster to get that guy. And obviously I'm talking about Giannis when I'm speaking like this. And then there's this guy, Brad Beal, who basically it just kills your team because that dead weight and all that money that he occupies. And you're trying to figure out a way and a plan to get rid of this guy. Versus, like, for Giannis, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what can we get for this guy? Whereas with Beal, it's like, okay, what can we get where we're trying to dump this guy? It's a totally different thought process, completely different thought process. But ultimately, I think there's a few guys out there to go and get. And then, you know, I've heard rumors both ways that Booker is expected to extend his contract. And then I've also heard that Booker's not happy. But I will give the Suns some credit, man. I don't know if you paid attention to what they've done. They have made some moves, and they've done okay with what they've done with getting guys. I really like Mark Williams. I don't know about you, but I like Mark Williams. Yeah. That was a guy that I would not have minded the Bucks going after too, because that's a big that could run right alongside Giannis, and we saw what he did. You know, the last little bit of the season. I think he was playing with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, but ultimately that was letting other teams in the league know that I got some game and I can play, and maybe I'm a piece that you want to come and get. And I give him credit, man, for going to get Mark Williams. That to me, that's a good move.
No, that is a good move. And he's athletic. He can block shots. He's rim protection.
He's 23. He's 23. Yeah. You know, like that's right. Another part of it. We're talking about getting younger, right? He's 23. And he's 7 feet tall. And I like what I saw out of him last year. I really, really did. After the trade got botched with the Lakers, I loved what I saw from this kid. So that's a good move. And maybe it makes it a little more intriguing now for Booker to want to stick around, because, you know, you look at this roster that the Suns have. And obviously it's missing KD, but I don't know, man. You just never know with how things could go. But I don't think they're all that close, but I do like some of the pieces that they've acquired.
No, I do too. And it's, you know, a little bit of Phoenix can remind the LA Lakers of what they almost had now. You know, if Williams has some great games against the Lakers, I'm sure the Laker brass would be like, man, we were this close to having that guy help us out, and we don't have it. What about Malik Beasley? I think he would be a good pickup from Detroit. Cam Thomas from Brooklyn, I think would be a good pickup if you need some. You need some outside shooting. The guy can fill it. So there's plenty of guys out there, and I hear the music, buddy.
All right, no worries. We'll take a break. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, the real Dorf on Sports there. Alright, brother. You said you had a question. Throw it at me.
Yeah, hey, just, you know, NBA-wise, free agent-wise, and just, you know, you always want to make sure that you hit your roster's solid, your no distractions. Ja Morant, if you are, I heard people like, maybe they should consider trading him, that kind of thing. He's been hurt. He's had suspensions. Is this a make-or-break year in Memphis for Ja Morant?
Good question. In a lot of ways, yeah. Like you had mentioned, to a certain degree, all kinds of talent, all kinds of potential, but it seems like the off-court stuff gets in the way in a major way for this kid. Everything that I've heard is that they're not going to trade Ja Morant, and they want to build around him and JJ, but... Again, you just never know. And, you know, I've said this before. Maybe a change of scenery sometimes is a good thing, right? Like, maybe he's just overstayed and outworn his welcome there in Memphis to a certain degree. But I think when you have talent like that and you can play like he can play, there's always going to be somebody that wants you and somebody that wants that. You don't want the off court stuff. It is a distraction. Absolutely. It's 100% a distraction. And you just can't have that kind of stuff when you're trying to win championships and ultimately, you know, be a better person in life. I think that he has a lot of growing up to do. I think that's the biggest thing for me this year is let's see if he really grows up. You know, we are talking about a kid.
Right.
Let's keep it real to a certain degree. We're talking about a kid who's young. We're talking about a kid that like you had said before, he wants to act thug, but he's not really a thug. You know, it's kind of weird, but he's 25 years old now. So I think this is the year where maturity has to set in. And I think he needs to start making better choices and better decisions. I think that's kind of where I'm at with Ja Morant this year. And to a lot of your point, yeah, I do think it is a little bit of a make or break to show people that you have that you're ready to mature and like you know what your job is, right? Like there's so much that's involved, right? And ultimately the competitor part of it, he's got it down. Like he does. Like that part of it, I don't think anybody is going to question that. I do notice at times when he doesn't get calls, he might be a little bit slow running back down the floor, and he may not get back and play defense. You know, things like that, they are noticeable. So I think that to your question, I guess my answer is this. Yes, to a certain degree, this is a make or break season. And I think in the sense of showing the maturity level rising and having the off-court problems be non-existent. And you move forward in a way where you know what you're there to do. Your goal is to win a championship wherever you are. Whether that happens or not, that is the goal. And you have to keep that in mind. And try not to get off that path. And in a major way, he can stop by doing the off-court stuff and really, really get a hold of himself. He's 25 years old. It's time to grow up.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely agree with it. And, you know, for me, you talk about him, you know, we talk about a lot of these young players as kids. They're grown-ass men. At this point, like there's a little bit of me where I'm like, you should know better than to do stuff like that. I mean, that's just, to me, it's showing stupidity, in situations. And like you said, immaturity, for sure. Let me throw another one at you. And sure. You know, this guy, he's not controversial in a sense like Ja Morant is. But is Trae Young worth, because he's going to be eligible for like a 4-year, $230 million extension. Is Trae Young worth 4 years and 230?
That's a tough one, because I again, you're talking about a kid that he really competes, and he does make that team go. And I think a lot of what we're talking about with the lack of performance or the lack of productivity, it's actually, I don't put it on him. You know, when you lose guys and they can't perform for you, then your role changes, right? You know, Jalen Johnson was on his way, bro, to having an absolutely unbelievable season. Maybe it would have been the sixth man of the year. I don't know. The kid was playing fantastic, and his game, dude. That guy's gonna be an all-star, and it could be as early as next year. So I think that to a certain degree, you know, I put blame on guys where I think blame should be put. In Trae Young's situation, man, like let's keep it real. He hasn't had the greatest pieces around him. And then when he does have good pieces like a Jalen Johnson, they get injured and they're not able to perform. That's a tough question. Like it really is. I think that there's levels to that question, because if you give him pieces, he's a dynamic player, bro. Like he really is. He's got range like nobody's business. He obviously can set the table for anybody, and then he can score on his own. Like the only thing that worries me about a Trae Young, it's the defensive side of the ball, where he's going to have nights where he's obviously undersized and it's a mismatch to a certain degree. But other than that, man, I truly think the guy is a hell of a ball player, and the potential with him, it's pretty damn good if you can put pieces around him. He makes good decisions on the basketball court, man. So I think that's a tough question. It really is, because you look at it and you're like, well, where are the Hawks? What are they doing? You know, and ultimately, you know, they're a little bit under 500 to finish the season. But what could have been if they stayed healthy? I think that that's That's the real question when you're talking about Trae Young to me.
Right. Last question for you.
Sure.
Zion Williamson. Same kind of question that I posed with Ja. He's going to make about $40 million this year, and it's going to become guaranteed in about 3 weeks, about two, three weeks. Is he worth that money? Is Zion worth extending? We know he's had injury problems. He's actually been, to me, he's been a fairly big disappointment in the pros simply because he can't stay healthy. But what's your thoughts on Zion in New Orleans? And does he stay there? Does he go? Does he get traded? You know, those kind of things.
Okay. So another situation where you've got a kid here. He's 24 years old, right? He needs to get on a diet program, man. And he needs to listen to people. Okay, like again, maturity. I think that's you've kind of hit me with that theme today by the people you've chosen to talk to me about. In all these situations, Trae Young seems to be extremely mature when you really think about it, right? And then you have Ja Morant, who is immature as all hell. And I think Zion Williamson falls in that category as well, because when you have the issues of, you know, your body not being able to stand the weight that you're holding, like, you have to tell yourself, I got to get thinner. I got to lose some weight. I got to be a better person. I got to be better to my teammates. I got to be better to myself. You know, so ultimately, I think this is more of a make or break year for Zion, to be honest with you, man, because the hype has been there every single freaking year. And there's signs of brilliance with the kid, right? We've seen it. We've absolutely seen it. But we haven't seen it last. And I think that anything, you know, at the end of the day, man, what makes a player great is the fact that they can do something over a long period of time, and they can keep doing it and maybe even get better as with time and age, you know, to a certain degree. The way that LeBron is playing is remarkable, man. It's incredible the way that he's still able to play above the rim. We didn't see that with Michael. Like, we just didn't see that, you know. Like, we talk about Michael as the greatest player, and he is, in my humble opinion, he is, but the king of longevity is LeBron James and what he's doing. And I think that these kids that we're talking about should really take a piece out of his book and learn from him, because that dude is still doing it pretty amazing at 40 plus. So yeah, I think the theme today is maturity for these young kids, and they got a great guy and leader in LeBron to be learning from, man. Let's take a break. We'll come back, man. I like your questions. I appreciate that, man. Let's take a little pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That would mean you got Mike Wilson. That would mean you got Andy Dorf. And that would also mean you could be part of our program, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude, I kind of want to talk some NFL unless you want to continue with the NBA, but we've neglected the NFL, bro, so that's where my mind is.
Let's talk football. Where yours is.
All right, cool. Let's go a little NFL. So we got guys coming in, guys coming out. I got to start here with you because Aaron Rodgers is there with your Pittsburgh Steelers. And He talked about the deal the other day. I heard him talking about this. It's a one-year deal. There was no more, right? And ultimately, I think that this is it, man. This is it. We can say pretty positively that we've only got one more year of Aaron Rodgers. Happy, sad, don't care. Where are you? And ultimately, he's playing for your team. So, pretty crazy. You know, I thought about this too. Like, if you have in your career the ability to play for the Green Bay Packers and the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think that's actually pretty cool, bro. So, they're like two of the most storied and historic franchises in all of sports, and you get an opportunity to be the quarterback for both of them. I actually think that's pretty freaking cool.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, any of us would take the chance at being the quarterback for either one of those franchises, if not, you know, obviously, both of them. You know, look, what Pittsburgh's had at quarterback the last few years has just been atrocious. And I'm not saying that, you know, Aaron Rodgers is going to be, you know, the Aaron Rodgers of 5-6 years ago. Obviously, he's not, okay? We're not getting that Aaron Rodgers. But at the same time, I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers taking snaps under center in shotgun. I'd rather have that than Mason Rudolph.
I look at Rudolph, Andy, and the way he plays, his body language, the way he reacts to different things happening. It's almost like a deer in headlights. And so give me Aaron over that. Now they do have a young quarterback in Will Howard from Ohio State that I think is going to be, he's going to be a good pro, and he just needs someone to kind of mentor him a little bit. And he's already said that Aaron Rodgers has been very helpful for him in terms of just learning the offense, learning little nuances, about playing the quarterback position in the NFL. Will Howard is a big guy, 6'5", national champion, big arm, smart. So I do think this is the year where Aaron's the stopgap guy and Will Howard's going to, it looks this way that Will Howard's going to be the guy maybe moving forward. Past this year and so on. So I at the same time, it's just, you look at Aaron Rodgers, Andy, and you're just, you just like, you should have gave this up like 3 years ago. Like your game has gone down. He brings drama. He brings, what's Aaron doing today? And you and I both know coaches don't like that. No coaching staff at the college football Division I level or NFL level enjoys their quarterback being surrounded by drama. Evidently he's got married, so maybe this is, calmed him down. Maybe he did, some wilderness retreat in a hot tent in Oregon or Washington State or something, and he's all good again. I just don't want any distractions. I don't need any drama. Aaron, just go play quarterback. Help Will Howard out. Don't be a pain in the ass, and everything will be okay. Anything short of that, you can miss me with.
Yeah. Brittany Mahomes is the gal, by the way, who he's dating or married. Who the heck knows what's up there? But
right.
Question for you, since you mentioned all that stuff about coaching, how do you see he and Mike T's relationship working out?
I actually think that's going to be a decent relationship. I know from things I've read and things that I've heard, either one of those individuals say there's mutual respect. There's been mutual admiration for each one. So I don't anticipate anything negative at all in terms of their relationship. I mean, look, they might disagree on a certain play call or play calls during drives or anything like that during the season, because I mean that happens all the time. But I don't see the overall relationship being a tough one.
Mike T hasn't really had a guy that he likes to go downfield with much. We know that Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers likes to throw the deep ball. I don't know if he throws it as well as he once did, but couple good receivers for him to potentially be able to do that with, when you think about it. I don't know. I think it'll all depend on if they can win, then obviously, things are quiet. If they're losing and struggling, then I think you're going to have all kinds of issues and questions and concerns, especially when you think about what Mike T's been able to do without having that guy as the quarterback. Guy's actually done pretty well with very little. So, to a sense or to a certain degree, he actually has a guy that's really, really well respected or has been respected in this league. And now I'm curious to see if, they'll turn him loose. And because that's not something that Mike T's been able to do with his recent quarterbacks, is turn them loose. So you know, we know Rodgers likes to ad lib a lot. I wonder how I wonder how that all kind of plays out with Mike T. I really do, because I almost think it's like this is something that Mike T has been missing, man. He's been missing a guy that can just go out there and create. And he's got that guy now, but that guy's also 40 some odd years old. So is he the same guy, and is he capable of kind of turning the clock back a little bit, I guess, is the real question.
Right, right. And look, if he can turn the clock back just a little bit, you're not going to get too many complaints out of Steeler fans. That's for damn sure. I'm not totally convinced that he's going to be able to turn the clock back at all. I'm interested to see how his relationship and his continuity with DK Metcalf is going to be coming up. I mean, they got rid of George Pickens, which I was like, man, you had Pickens on one side, you got DK on the other side. Like, you had two receivers that could be you know your number ones for sure. But now you just got DK out there. But we'll see how all this shakes out. I don't anticipate, you know, people are like, oh, this could be the first losing season of you know, Tomlin's career. Look, we've said that for a long time, and he continues to prove people wrong with that. I think the big thing in Pittsburgh is, okay, if you make the playoffs, get the heck out of the first round. Don't make the playoffs and then get, you know, just get blitzed and destroyed in a first round game. So, you know, and on top of that, the division that they're in, Andy, you know, look, Aaron Rodgers is the third best quarterback in the league in that division, you know. So people are improving everywhere. We'll just have to see the proofs in the pudding, and we'll just kind of take it from there. But, you know, you got to let this marinate a little bit.
Speaking of letting it marinate a little bit, who is your favorite right now in the AFC?
Oof. Baltimore. I think Baltimore has to be. They got a little bit of everything. They can play defense. They got an offense. They got a running game. They got a passing game, and they got Lamar frickin' Jackson, man. I mean, I look at him and go, if there was a guy that I want to start a franchise with and be my quarterback, you know, either him or Josh Allen, but I might lean towards, you know, Lamar Jackson and just the video game moves and that he can pull off during a game. I mean, I've seen it live and in person. The guy's the real deal. I'd probably have to start with Lamar.
Yeah, I got to think that Baltimore is a very, very high favorite, and I think they are the leading favorite right now in the AFC. And, you know, the body of work that they've had over the past few seasons, it's been more disappointment, you know, than anything, because we have felt the way that you just said for many years now, that they potentially could go to the Super Bowl. But the one thing that has kind of held them back, unfortunately, is the same thing that you said was so great for them, which is Lamar Jackson. Like we got to keep it real. Decision making in the most important times isn't the greatest. The inability to want to get out there on the field for his team a couple few years ago, when they needed him most. I'm not questioning anything that you said. I think he's a great player. We all know that he's a great player. He's an MVP, for crying out loud. So we know he's great. I just really, really find it hard to not put Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in that limelight every single year. And I don't care if they're getting older. I really don't. You know, the way that they play, they just control games, and they take things away from teams better than any other team does. So it's really kind of interesting to me to see that Kansas City's like the fourth favorite. Buffalo's ahead of them. Baltimore's ahead of them. Cincinnati might be ahead of them, for crying out loud. I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens.
The
I will say the one spot where Baltimore is going to be, people are going to doubt them a little bit if games are close, is the kicking game. You know, Justin Tucker, he had a case of the Deshaun Watson type of life. And so he's been suspended for 10 games. And I mean, it's the reason that Baltimore went out and got a kicker, you know, so that'll be interesting to see how that unfolds as well.
Is it all about the Eagles in the NFC, or are we missing something?
Washington
and the Eagles, maybe. Is that what it's all about, yeah. Kind of?
To me, yeah, it kind of boils down to that.
All right, we got to take a break, man. We'll come back and we'll do what we do. It's called Parting Shots, and we'll wrap this bad boy up in a little bit. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. Yes, I would be Andy Dorf. A couple quick things before we do our parting shots. You can always get at us a couple few different ways. On the X thing for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother man. It's parting shot time. You are upski.
my parting shot goes out to the late Dave Parker, who we all know passed away yesterday. Cincinnati Red, Pittsburgh Pirate, going to be a Hall of Famer next month. One quick childhood memory. The Pittsburgh Pirates AAA affiliate when I was growing up was in Portland, Oregon. And they would come once a year, play a game against the AAA team, and it was free of charge. We'd all go. I remember Dave Parker hitting a ball so far it went completely out of the stadium and onto the streets of Portland. Like, it's a memorable shot. I'll never forget it, but it just proves that guy provided plenty of excitement and good memories for people that like to watch baseball.
Yeah, obviously a two-time world champ and a seven-time All-Star, but much more than that, a man, a human being, and you know, a father, a family guy. So at the end of the day, thoughts and prayers to everybody involved that he touched near and far. I got a parting shot too, man, and it's let the free agency frenzy begin in the NBA, baby.
Yeah,
get your
baby.
Popcorn, get your nachos, and get ready for all kinds of chaos, because it's going to be fun the next 24 hours, 48 hours, to see who makes what kind of move and who's going where and who improves and who gets a little worse. But for Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, for Robert on the other side making it all possible, I would be the DORF man saying peace. We'll catch everybody next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great day. Until next time.
Gentlemen, concludes our show. Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.